Recognizing Threats, Part 1. I'm sure many of you have heard that if you look like a victim, you'll become a victim. Well, the reality is, you can be confident and still be prey. Not all predators are deterred by confident people. They tend to be hunting for either a challenge, an addiction, or a cultural conditioning. These people will not care how confident you look. And as many videos have shown, they will fight strong, healthy men who have beaten them back and then get up for more. Your best defense is to recognize a predator. The first step is understanding your environment. If you're in a family-centered activity like a zoo, the people there will be very occupied with the sights of the zoo and their own group. So as the protector, you will be enjoying the sights while scanning the crowd. The smaller the exhibit, the easier it is. Most U.S. zoos have small observation areas for viewing exhibits. This gives you the opportunity to view everyone in the area with you, identify potential threats. Once you have determined that the people in the area are non-threats, you can then focus more on polite social interactions with them and use your senses to notice when a new group has entered the area. The other groups will alert you when they also notice new people arriving through their body language. Small cues such as watching the entrance or exit area for longer than a split second, multiple heads turning in a particular direction simultaneously, or the protectors of each group all going quiet at the same time. These cues help keep you informed without turning a family trip into a rendition of Walking Dead training ground. You will also notice that many protectors will naturally pull their family in close with verbal commands and their own physical movements. This should be a clue that they are recognizing someone as a threat. Naturally, you should do the same. Normal people do this without thinking. Their natural reaction that follows is for the protector to move the family group out of the area. They do this simply to avoid conflict, for example, with their own misbehaving children. Obviously, that's not a reason for you to do the same. All protectors will tell you via their body language what the threat is. They all look at the threat for an extended time and watch it as they leave the area. They may smile through the whole process, but it is only to placate the threat into allowing them to leave without conflict. Or they may watch the threat with a non-smiling but strong body language to deter it. A threat that poses a potential for bodily harm or even combative behavior in a zoo setting is more likely to be a person who is emotionally unstable. The fact that most zoos have pay barriers is good for keeping criminals out. Emotionally unstable people are usually from a different culture and have been taught that certain other races are expected to be abused. We will not get into which ones they are. I'm sure many of you can figure it out on your own. So first things first, recognize which cultural group you look like and understand that if you appear to belong to a cultural that abuses others, then you are probably able to avoid all conflict by just walking away. If you are of the races that other cultures have been taught to abuse, you must be aware of this fact. Walking away will not be an option unless they are a land whale. Your next cue will be how much attention they are giving you and your family group with their eyes. Curious observations are usually accompanied by slight smiles and a mental move on once the curiosity is satisfied. Threats do not smile. They may smirk, frown, tense up, and mumble, at which point moving on to the next exhibit is advised. Their potential to go from passive-aggressive to aggressive can be quick and without much warning in between. So this week we're having the great noticing. I guess the population is becoming aware, so to speak. They're now reacting in real time to things that they should react to before, but they're noticing now. Take, for instance, Trump promoting Trey Gowdy's book shortly after Trey Gowdy talks about needing gun control. By the way, that will not be the only one that will surprise you. In all honesty, I'm actually quite surprised at how the population is starting to react to the MAGA brand not being what the inventors promised it would be. No, it's not the worst thing in the world, but they did say that you would own nothing and you would be happy. Nobody's in jail yet. They're just talking about it, guys. Nobody's in jail. Nobody. And nobody is going to jail. Oh, wow. It's the end of August. There's been closed doors, conversations with the attorney generals that we were all talking about. Barr and Jeff Sessions, excuse me. I had Epstein on the brain. And you haven't heard shit about it. Not a peep. Now, here we go. I didn't even know this. I knew he had a recent conversation with Bill Gates talking about Trump. But apparently he's had two conversations with Bill Gates since Trump's election. Yeah, people are going to like some of it and they're really going to hate a lot of it. And so far, all you've been shown is the sum of it. The lot of it is coming. My personal opinion is people generally, when you are in the camp of, let's just say, party, that's your cult, you don't tend to agree with the other party unless there's been a deal that's been reached. And so mentally, when you start looking at people starting to agree with Donald Trump or anyone in his cabinet, and they are of the other side that was very hardcore defending their party's position, it's because there's been a truce and a deal has been reached. That's mentally what has to happen. People like that do not submit unless they're at gunpoint. And none of these people look like they're in that kind of stress. Now, as far as the QAnon people go, they're all actors. It's all part of the plan. We're just watching a movie. You know what? Technically, I think I completely agree with you. It's all part of the plan. It's just part of a movie. And you're going to love the way this ends. You will be happy and you will own nothing. There is a reason why the propaganda law has not been rescinded. There is a reason they're still spraying crap all over the skies. There is a reason why inflation is going crazy, and yet everyone tells you everything's fine. And I mean everyone. Because it is fine. It is going the way they want it to go. That's another thing. And body language, I can look at these people that we have to look at in our political sphere. And if their mind is telling them, well, this is how it needs to be. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with inflation. Of course not, because that's how they want it. And I'm still wondering about all these damn deals that we have no idea what the deals are. None. You're hearing now about 600,000 Chinese students coming over. Like, oh, well, that's interesting. I sit there and watch Trump talk about this, 600,000 Chinese students. He's got the believe me look as if it's you. It needs to happen. We have to have 600,000 Chinese students. Like, that is stressing him, 600,000 Chinese students. Well, one, why? Why would that happen? And I saw a X thread that pretty much answered, because it goes with, oh, they don't have a deal yet. Trump is still hammering out a deal. And maybe, just maybe, those 600,000 Chinese students is what China is demanding in a deal. Whatever the deal is, because none of us know what any of these deals are from any of these countries for us. Which is really odd considering the USA is not supposed to have secret treaties or secret deals. But somehow we've got them. All over the place, making deals with everybody. What are these deals, you ask? Who knows? Because no one does except for them. That's right, them. Not you and I, them. And one of these days, the majority of America will realize it's them. It's always been them. And it's not about what's good for you. It may benefit you because it also benefits them, but it's not about you. You know, I finally figured out why Maine is such a battleground for the thems. Not many people remember this or even heard about it, but there were people here. Most people have a lot of land here because ain't that many people here and there's a lot of land. But they had land and they found rare earths on their property. And they're like, oh my gosh, this is billions of dollars worth of rare earths. And this was during COVID era and prices have gone up since then. So if it was billions then, holy cow for now. But they were in a fight with Maine about they wanted to mine it. And I was like, oh, okay. Which prompted a little story, and I cannot remember the news outlet, about Maine's rare earth minerals. I can't remember how they worded it, but it was like you got the sense that it was a lot of rare earths in the area. I was like, oh. And I, when I remembered that, I was like, oh my gosh. That is why we see the craziness right now of them versus them, the elites versus elites. They're fighting over who's going to control this state and the rare earths that it has. Because as it stands with the lunatic Dems, I mean, they the tree huggers. You ain't going to cut a single blade of grass without them coming to sniff around to figure out what's going on. And then you got the other side screaming, mine it, strip mine it, which is how it will be mined. It will be strip mined. Well, at least at the depth that they want to sit there and mine this stuff anyways. But yeah, I digress. As it stands right now, the couple, why they were fighting, it wasn't that they were told no, they could not mine it. The laws that are on the books in Maine is that they were only allowed to mine a few acres. I think it's three. It was like some ridiculous amount for how much rare earths that they had on their property and how much needed land needed to be taken. And that was the argument, because they wanted to mine it. If they're going to sell it to a miner, because they're not doing it, they're going to sell it to somebody that's going to do it for them. They're, the person that's buying the land for that mineral wants to have all the mineral, not just a little bit. 3 acres ain't going to cut it. And I think that's why we are seeing the crazy right now. Let's demonize the other side so bad that they let us in, and then we could do the laws that we want that benefits us. Oh, don't worry. We're going to give you more and more property rights. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get property rights. And for those of you going, yeah, why do you need property? What's wrong with you, Mandy? Why do you want some rules and regulations? I guess, guys, I mean, think about it. You live right next door to your neighbor, and I don't know, he decides he's going to put a leach field in for these rare earths, and everything that lands in it pretty much dies almost instantaneously because it's that toxic. And when you move there, it wasn't there. To me, that's a kind of a problem. I don't want that. I don't want to live next to that. I bought the property thinking that, you know, I wasn't going to be living next to some poison. It's just like I don't buy a property near a nuclear plant or giant power lines because I don't want that kind of hazard. I'm not saying, you know, constrict everyone completely, but I am saying, well, let's have a little bit of common sense here. Just common courtesy to your neighbor. And I tell you what, corporations have no common courtesy to your neighbor. Let's just call it that, common courtesy. So you watch this state, it'll be on fire before too long. And you know what? It would not surprise me. Either the them that has control of the government comes in and they just do eminent domain on your ass, or the them that does not have control, we start having, you know, people start painting their places with blue because certain areas start turning up on fire all the time. You notice in all this crazy weather we've had, Maine does not have forest fires. But as this heats up, I bet you Maine's going to have some mysterious forest fires.